It was a happy chance that placed the paper there. There was only an inch of it showing, and if it had not been for Tom's sharp eyes, the paper would certainly have been overlooked and passed by. The next windstorm would have covered it up, and all that afterward happened never would have occurred. "Look, sir," he said as he struck the sand from the paper. "It has writing on it."
"Let me see it," said Parson Jones.
He adjusted the spectacles a little more firmly on his nose as he took the paper in his hand and began studying it.
"What's all this?" he said. "A whole lot of figures and nothing else."
And then he read aloud,
"Mark SSW by S. What do you suppose that means, Tom?"
"I don't know, sir," said Tom. "But perhaps we can understand it better if you read on."
"'Tis all a great lot of figures," said Parson Jones, "without a grain of meaning in them so far as I can see, unless they be sailing directions."
And then he began reading again.
"Mark SSW by S, 40, 72, 91, 130, 151, 177... 202, 232, 256, 271, you see, it must be sailing directions, 299, 335, 362, 415, 446, 469, 491, 533, 544, 571, 598, what a lot of them there are, 626, 652, 676, 695, 724, 857, 905, 940, 967, bag SE by E, 269 foot, bag SSW by S, 427 foot, bag, dig to the west of this 6 foot."
"What's that about a peg?" exclaimed Tom. "What's that about a peg? And then there's something about digging, too." It was as though a sudden light began shining into his brain. He felt himself growing quickly, very excited. "Read that over again, sir," he cried. "Why, sir, you remember I told you they drove a peg into the sand, and don't they say to dig close to it? Read it over again, sir, read it over again."
"Peg," said the good gentleman. "To be sure it was about a peg. Let's look again. Yes, here it is. Peg S.E. by E, 269 foot.